Land Rover Defender is a large four-wheel drive that pays styling homage to the past models, but thankfully is nothing like them in dynamics and ergonomics. The latest Defender is as much at home on the freeway as it is on a slippery forest trail. While the design is a little polarizing, I happen to like the stylish exterior that looks smaller and sleeker than it actually is. Inside, it's all class, with exceptionally comfortable heated and ventilated seats, plenty of room and well laid out dash area. The driver immediately feels connected to the vehicle in a way that doesn't happen often. The overall ambiance is of space and luxury. While there is a wide choice of engines, we drove the D300, which is an inline six-cylinder twin-turbo diesel engine. It provides plenty of lowdown grunt for off-road driving or towing, along with relaxed freeway cruising. It's also economical, as we used 8.5 litres per 100 k's on our test over a number of different conditions. Driving the Defender is like driving a luxury SUV that just happens to have awesome, true four-wheel drive capability. The D300 SE is priced from a bit over $100,000, plus the usual costs and options. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Why not head to anyauto.com.au for the latest on cars and motoring? While at anyauto.com.au, check out a review of Hyundai's Monster Palisade all-wheel drive SUV. Subaru's going electric. The Subaru Solterra has arrived in Australia. See what it looks like at AnyAuto. And how's this for a test drive? The Volkswagen Arteon shooting brake. All that, so much more, anyauto.com.au.